You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. Whether on foot or pursuing new goals, Girls on the Run is a program that keeps girls moving forward, all about building confidence and having fun along the way. This Saturday is a prime example where Girls on the Run and Girl Scouts are teaming up for some Halloween fun. So joining us now to talk about what's in the works, we have Natalie Watson with Aware. She's manager of both Girls on the Run and Boys on the Run. Hi, Natalie.
Hi.
And Jessica DeBartolo, a recruitment specialist for Girl Scouts of Alaska. Hello, Jessica.
Hi.
Well, before we get into the details of the event, Natalie, tell me, what do you enjoy about managing Girls on the Run and Boys on the Run?
Oh, well, actually the most fun part is the fun run. So normally we all have like a 10-week season and the kids will be training all season to complete the fun run. So both those inner and outer skills to be able to do that. We haven't been able to have a season this year because of COVID. So we are offering this fun run. So it's like the best part of both programs. Very excited to offer it.
And Jessica, what has your experience been like teaming up Girl Scouts with Girls on the Run?
It's been a great experience. Natalie is awesome and has really taken the lead on planning this great event for the community. It's really nice that our two girl-empowered programs are able to join up and do this for the community. So we're really looking forward to Saturday and hoping lots of people come out and join us.
Kiddos these days have so little they can do socially and be free of masks and other restrictions. So how have your organizations adjusted to those constraints? Natalie, let's start with you.
Well, when the pandemic started, Girls on the Run International created a whole virtual program, and we were able to launch it in a few communities in Alaska, like Fairbanks, Cordova. But in Juneau, it wasn't a big hit. Instead, we did a virtual E2OCLOTC, and that's the Boys Run program, but we did it for both genders. And then we really hope to have an in-person season this fall, but we're not able to. So we're really excited about spring. We're really thinking that the in-person teams will be back on and running strong.
Jessica, what would you add to that?
For Girl Scouts, they have been very resilient. At the beginning of the pandemic, the girls were doing lots of virtual meetings with their troops. But now, as we've gotten a little further along, girls are meeting outside more and really taking advantage of our great outdoors here in Alaska. And so it's been great to see their resilience and changing and being flexible with all the changes that have been going on.
Well, at least it's Halloween now, so maybe we can at least have fun with our masks. This weekend's fun run takes place on Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. at Kaktaguwuhin Day. That's Brotherhood Bridge Trail. Costumes are encouraged. And apart from getting the right Halloween costume, how have the students in the program been preparing for this run? Jessica, can I start with you this time?
Well, this is a little bit different than in the past. We're just putting on this event, and so hopefully the kids have been outside and being active in our nice rainy weather we've been having with those few days of sun. So we're just hoping that families come out and enjoy. It's a little bit shorter than the normal 5K that the Girls on the Run program does. So we're hoping that they will just come out and enjoy it as a family to get out and enjoy the Halloween festivities that are going on.
I see what you're saying now. They haven't been participating in weekly or more than once a week little get-togethers where they run and practice other things and have the classroom time as well. Is that right, Natalie?
Yeah, that's correct. So no, the girls have not been training for this, but it should be totally doable. It's about half of a 5K.
What are you both looking forward to the most about Saturday? Natalie, you can start this time.
I'm really excited that we're going to bring so many little activities. We got bouncy houses, hand or palm reading, and lots of cute games and lots of cute little giveaways. The first 50 girls get a gift bag. So I'm excited about that first hour, 2 to 3. And then I'm also excited about this fun run because Brotherhood Bridge Trail is already a little bit spooky at this time of year. And it'll just, it just needs a little bit more, a little more maybe Halloween decorations and people maybe wearing costumes if possible to kind of make it even more fun and kind of spooky.
How about you, Jessica? What are you looking forward to for Saturday?
I'm looking forward to our older Girl Scouts that are helping out with this event to see them kind of take that leadership role on. And I'm also looking forward to introducing Girl Scouts and Girls on the Run to new people who might not be familiar with our programs to let them know that we're there and we're ready to help and serve their girls if they are interested.
The Fun Run, as we mentioned, is this Saturday, October 30th, starts at 2 o'clock. What do families need to know if they want to attend?
They need to bring a mask and their running shoes. So like the indoor, the covered area, the covered court, they will want a mask there. And then they won't need it for the run. And then, of course, the running shoes and parents or family members are expected to accompany their girls on the run, so they will need their running shoes. And that's really all they need. We'll sign them in when they get there. We are looking for volunteers though, so if anybody's up for sharing a couple Halloween decorations or just coming and helping out, you can visit tinyurl.com/funrunhalloween or just look us up on Facebook. It's all over Facebook, so you'll find that link.
That's great. And is there a meeting area? You mentioned the something that sounded like a meeting area. Could you say more about that?
Yeah, it's the covered court behind Riverbend Elementary. There's a really nice space there that's protected from rain and wind, but still kind of with fresh air moving on through.
Do children have to be enrolled in your program to attend the Fun Run?
Not at all. No, this is open to all girls in Juneau and their families. And we won't turn any boys away either.
If someone listening wants to attend this Fun Run, of course, but perhaps sign up for Girls on the Run or Boys on the Run or find out more information, how might they go about that?
Oh, we have a website for Girls on the Run. It's GOTRGreaterAlaska.org. And then our Boys Run Itawuklatsin website is boysrun.org. And they should stay tuned because we hope to be offering both these programs in as many Juneau schools as possible. We'll just need a lot of volunteer coaches.
Got it. So after this Fun Run, you might be taking a little break, but Jessica, what are the Girl Scouts going to be up to?
Well, the Girl Scouts, our next big thing that we have going on, of course, is cookie sales coming in January. We are always continually signing girls up, so there's no timeline for that. So if we hopefully will find some new girls interested in Girl Scouts and want to join us, and we will help them find a troop or start a troop if that is what we need to do. And then hopefully we'll have lots of yummy cookies going in January. There's a new Adventureful cookie coming out that's a brownie and caramel filled. So I think everyone is looking forward to that and trying those.
Yeah, heck yeah, save me a box of those. While I've got you here, I'm kind of curious. I've spoken with Scouts of America a few times on this show and how they've opened up their program to be co-ed. Have you had any of your Girl Scouts join Scouts of America?
You know, I'm not really sure. There might be some that have. We just really focus on Girl Scouts. Our purpose is, you know, really empowering girls to learn to be leaders and find their place in the world. And so that's our focus. And, you know, we're happy to have any girl that would like to join us.
Oh, that's great. Well, thank you both for doing what you do. I think both those programs are really great for girls and for the boys who participate as well. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners before we say goodbye today?
I just want to say, don't tell my boss, but I would do this for free. This is so much fun. I can't believe I get paid to put on a Halloween Fun Run.
I won't tell. Jessica, I think you get the last word.
Just please come out and enjoy this great event. I think it will be lots of fun, and it's outside, so we should have lots of good social distancing for everyone to come and enjoy.
Well, best of luck to you both. I hope you have a great turnout, and I hope that everyone has a lot of fun on the fun run. So thanks again for coordinating, and have a great time.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.